Hi, this is Rabbi Ari Spiegler with the Zman Kilala Kol podcast. God willing, the Shabbos, we'll be reading from Parshat Bo. And in Parshat Bo, we learn about the three final makot, the three final plagues before the Jewish people begin their exodus, their actual leave of the land of Egypt. Now, after the plague of Arba, the plague of locusts, Paro agreed to allow the Bnei Israel to go serve Hashem in the desert on a three-day sojourn, but he would only permit the men. Paro assumed that if they were going for the purpose of zevach, to slaughter animals, it really wasn't the way of women and children to engage in these activities, so they wouldn't need to go, only the men would have to go. Moshe, though, rejected this offer as women and children needed to partake in the Chag Hashem, in this great celebration of Hashem, and therefore another plague had to come. After the plague of Choshech, the plague of darkness, Paro again attempted a compromise. Instead of relenting and allowing the Bnei Yisrael to leave for 3 days to serve Hashem the Midbar, he suggests, and you could look in Shemot Parak Yud, Pasuk Chaf Dalet, Vayikra Faro Moshe, Vayomer Lechu Yigdu Et Hashem. So Paro, he summons Moshe, and he says, go and serve your God, but Rak Tzonechem Uvkarchem Yutzag, Gam Tapechem Yelichim Achem. Yes, the women can go, the children can go, but you have to leave your livestock here. Don't bring any animals with you. Moshe rejects this offer because the animals were needed to be part of the service. He says, "Vayomer Moshe." Moshe responds, "Gamata titein biadinu zvachim va'olot v'asim l'Hashem l'kenu." No, we're going to go with our animals, and you're going to give us animals as well to be offered. And he continues, "Gamigneinu yelechimanu lo tishar parsa ki mimenu nikach la'avod Hashem l'kenu." We have to take yours. We have to bring ours. All of our livestock are going to go. We do not have a deal unless men, women, children, as well as the animals are able to go. And Moshe's reasoning for rejecting Paro's compromise is noteworthy. He says, "Va'anachnu lo nida ma na'avod et Hashem ad bo'inu shama," because we don't know how we're going to have to serve Hashem until we reach there. We have to go out into the desert, and it's there that we'll get clear instruction as to what it is that we need to do. But until we get there, we just don't know. And therefore, we need men, we need women, we need children, and we need animals, some of which, by the way, you are going to provide. Ultimately, Paro does not sign off on this, and unfortunately, the makot get escalated yet again. Now, the Mefarshim suggests different explanations as to what it is that Moshe was going for. When he says, "Va'anachnu lo nida," we don't know exactly how to serve Hashem until we get out there. What is it that he didn't know? So it's possible he didn't know the amount of korbanot. We don't know how many animals we're going to have to offer. It's possible they didn't know which species of animal or animals they were going to have to offer. They didn't know the preferred age of the animals. Maybe they didn't know what type of avodah. Maybe it was going to be something aside from zevach, meaning, yes, maybe there was slaughter of animals, maybe there was something else as well. Moshe said, we really just don't know. All we've been told is we need to go into the desert for 3 days, and therefore we need to have all our options open, men, women, children, animals as well. But perhaps we could suggest that Moshe was also telling us something very, very important, something very imperative, not just for that specific moment in time, but really, in truth, an important idea in our avodah Hashem in general. This idea of "Vanachnu lo nida ma na'avod et Hashem ad bo'inu shama." Perhaps it suggests that Moshe was telling us that we don't always know how Avodat Hashem is going to look. We don't always know what we are going to be asked to do in a given situation. Now, we certainly do know there are times where it's very clear as to what it is that we're supposed to do. Certainly we know about mitzvot. We know about Torah and Tefillah. We know about 613 mitzvot. We know about dinim d'rabbanan, the rabbinic laws. We know about minagim. We know about customs. Of course, there are standard elements of our Avodat Hashem. Our basic day-to-day looks a certain way, right? We know there's a holiday schedule. Okay, fine, whatever it is. There are certain things that we do know. But there are times when we are called upon to serve Hashem in a completely different way, not just in the manner of 613 mitzvot, not just in Torah study, not just in tefillah, but we're called upon to serve Hashem as focused parents or as dedicated spouses, as reliable community members, as helpful co-workers. And at times it feels as though that will come at the expense of mitzvot. It will come at the expense of Torah and tefillah. Sometimes to be a focused parent means I can't spend as much time studying Torah because I need to be there for my children. I need to help them with their math homework. I have to get them to school. Sometimes being a dedicated spouse means, and I don't like to think about this all the time, it means missing a minion every once in a while. Of course, not consistently, never. But there are times when you're in a pinch, and maybe that is what Hashem is calling upon us to do. At times, Hashem seems to ask us to do maybe the opposite of what we would have guessed, but nevertheless, it is the avodah of Hashem nonetheless. It's how Hashem wants to be served. We don't always know what it's going to look like. There is a standard, but v'anachnu lo neida, we don't always know how Hashem is going to ask us to serve until we get into that situation. If you think about it, just a few weeks from now, we'll learn about the donations made to the Mishkan, the great effort to build a Mishkan for Hashem. And Moshe calls out to the people and he tells them, stop offering. Stop making donations to the Mishkan. What are you talking about? How could it ever be harmful to offer more, to give up more of yourself, to give more of your time and your resources to Hashem? How could that possibly be a bad thing? But Moshe says, no, the avodah right now, the service of Hashem, believe it or not, is to stop. donating. You know, we've recently lived through a time during the COVID-19 pandemic early on where we were told, don't go to shul. It's dangerous to go to shul. What do you mean? How could it be? You're not allowed to have people at your house for Shabbos. Don't have festive Shabbos meals. Don't even meet with family on Yom Tov. How could it be? What about Minyan? What about Bikur Cholim, visiting the sick? What about Hachnasat Orchim, having guests in our home? Isn't that how we're supposed to serve Hashem? No. Va'anachnu lo neda. We don't always know how it is that Hashem wants us to serve Him. Sometimes it's by going to Minyan, and sometimes it's by not going to Minyan. Sometimes it's by being Machnis Orchim and bringing guests into my home, and sometimes it's by not having guests in my home. Believe it or not, there are moments of peace. There's moments of security and prosperity where our service to Hashem, it's straightforward. We engage in mitzvot, Torah, and tefillah. But there are also times of conflict and uncertainty. Lo aleinu, maybe we've experienced something similar recently, where we're called upon to serve Hashem in ways that seem counterintuitive or maybe even challenging. We might be asked to leave the Beit Midrash or the Beit Knesset, to forgo our usual practices of davening and learning, and instead to serve in some other way. Most of the time, we're meant to be submissive people. We're meant to be peaceful people. But in a time of war, lo aleinu, Halacha tells us just the opposite. We have to go and at times even take the lives of others, chas v'shalom. Va'anachnu lo nida. We don't always know how Hashem wants us to serve Him. There's the basics. There's the standards. But every once in a while, Hashem wants us to do something else. So yes, Moshe was telling Paro, we really don't know, and therefore we have to be prepared for anything. We need the men. We need the women. We need the children. We even need the animals. But ultimately, we just don't know what Hashem will want for us until we're in a given situation, and then it becomes clear what it is that Hashem wants from us. These shifts in our service to Hashem and our Avodat Hashem, they could be disconcerting at times, but they're part of the divine plan that we may not fully understand. And just as Moshe tells Paro, "Va'anachnu lo neda mana avod Hashem ad bo'inu shama," we too have to navigate these changes with faith and with flexibility. And we may not understand why we're being asked to add Avinu Malkeinu to our davening because there's a war going on in Israel, or to add Tehillim to our davening, or why we're told not to go to shul during a pandemic. We don't always understand it, but in all of those instances, the key is to listen, to obey, and to be as prepared as possible to serve Hashem in whichever way He is asking us to do so, even when it seems counterintuitive, even when it seems like the opposite of what Hashem would normally want. V'anachnu lo neda. We just don't know until ad bo'enu shama. We don't know how we're going to serve Hashem until we get to that specific point, to that specific circumstance. Moshe is telling Paro, but really he's telling each and every one of us that we don't always know how Hashem will ask us to serve Him until He tells us. The key is to always to listen. The key is to always obey. The key is to always be as prepared as possible. This is the essence of our Avodat Hashem, a service that evolves with the times and with the circumstances, but it remains steadfast in its devotion and commitment. V'anachnu lo neda, we don't always know, ma na'avodat Hashem, how Hashem wants us to serve Him, ad bo'inu shama, until we reach that point. It's so, so important that we pay close attention. What does Hashem want from me right now? Even though I could project what He's going to want from me in this moment or at that time of year, nevertheless, it's important that each and every moment we ask ourselves, what does Hashem want from me right now? Shabbat shalom.